This week, President Biden is expected to sign a bill that will finally allow Angela Powell to separate her student loan debt from her ex-husband's.
Oh my God! That is awesome! This is like almost unbelievable.
Powell is one of thousands of borrowers who were left shackled by a federal student loan program that encouraged married couples to consolidate their loans for a lower interest rate more than a decade ago. But the program had a big design flaw. There was no way for borrowers to separate their debts after they had been consolidated, even in cases of divorce or domestic abuse. And so many of these people are still on the hook for student debt that's been run up by an ex-spouse. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has been talking to some of those borrowers, and she joins me now. Hey there.
Hi.
Sequoia, it's difficult to believe that the federal government didn't account for the possibility of divorce or separation. So what happened?
It is hard to believe. But essentially, this is a relatively small group of borrowers, only about 14,000, who were for the most part forgotten. This was a short-lived program. It only ran from about 1993 to 2006. And when Congress sunset the program, they didn't take into account that borrowers would want to separate the loans for any reason. And this has had wide-ranging consequences. In my reporting, I've talked with borrowers who were victims of domestic violence. They'd moved physically away from their ex-spouse, but they still had to contact them monthly to make sure that they would make their student loan payments.
Wow. So did some of them just stop paying? What did they do?
Yeah, often they would just stop paying. That's where borrowers like Angela really had to choose. Would she pay for her ex's student loan debt or tank her own credit and wait for a solution? It's an impossible choice, and often one that's outside of borrowers' control when the monthly payments end up being double or triple what their individual loan payment should be.
So as I understand it, it's not just divorced or separated borrowers who could benefit from this bill. Will other people also be able to separate their loans?
Absolutely. I talked to several borrowers who are still married but want to separate their loans because right now they aren't eligible for Public Service Loan Forgiveness, or PSLF, which is a program that promises debt relief to federal student loan borrowers who spend 10 years or more in a public service job like teaching or firefighting. Cynthia Malone is one of those borrowers. She says she didn't realize when she consolidated her loans with her husband, it would bar her from loan forgiveness. The couple should actually both qualify. She's a licensed clinical social worker for the state of Missouri, and her husband is a probation officer. Even though individually they should be able to apply, their combined loan isn't eligible.
Okay, and once President Biden signs this bill, what happens next for these borrowers?
Once the Education Department comes up with an application process, borrowers will have to apply to divide up their loans. And they'll do that either together or, in some cases, borrowers are allowed to apply for separation by themselves. And the loans should be split based on how much each borrower brought in initially. We don't have the timing on that application yet, but the big rush for many borrowers is this PSLF waiver deadline at the end of October. Borrowers like the Malones will need to apply before then in order to get loan forgiveness. We reached out to the Ed Department many times for comment on what these borrowers should expect going forward and whether or not they'll be able to be processed in time to get forgiveness. They say they're working on this, but for now, they don't have any guidance.
NPR's Sequoia Carrillo, thank you.
Thank you.